الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum, warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of keeping notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners or new students to our weekly class, welcome to our Islamic Studies class. What we're going to talk about today is slander, or lying, or liars. Slander basically is what I would call is an action or crime of making a false spoken statement damaging to a person's reputation. In other words, saying something about someone that's going to really hurt that individual. And it may absolutely be not true about this individual, which I'm going to get into that definition a little later on. So you're talking about slandering right now. You're going to say something to a person or about a person, to a third party or a third person, that's not true about that person. For example, I'm only using it for example. I'm A, and then I'm saying to B something about C. And I'm lying to B about C. This is untrue about this other person that's not even present. If they're present or not, you still don't say bad things about the individual. And that's what I'm kind of getting into today from the design perspective, of not saying bad things about individuals. And you're also talking about a person who's a liar is someone who doesn't tell the truth. It's really just that simple. And we probably know people that slander other people, and we probably know people that also lie to you or to other people. Maybe you may be that person that's a slanderer, that you slander people. You say things about other people that are not true about that individual. Or you lie to someone to get your way, or to get some money, or get some property, or get something from someone. You lying about an individual, or you just lying, period. And you are considered a liar. And it mentioned in some of the hadith, the saying of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, about a person who they lie, and they lie, and they lie, until they come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as kadhab, as a liar, a person who lies. None of us want to go before our Lord in such a miserable state, in a miserable way. We want to go in a pristine way, the best way possible before Allah. That means we have to do the good work while we're alive and before we go to Allah, before we go in front of Allah, so our work can speak on our behalf. When our work and what we do is placed on the scale on the day of judgment, that it would outweigh any bad deeds that we've done and help us to boost our way into the paradise. Not that our bad deeds outweigh our good deeds, and we end up the opposite, going to the hellfire. No one wants to go into hellfire. Listen to some of my previous episode where I talked about the hellfire, and a previous episode where I talked about paradise. And then you decide for yourself which one you want to go to. Which one you want to go the rest of your life, your soul. This life we're living in right now, maybe 70 years, maybe 100 years. Let's go to 120. Go to whatever you want. It doesn't matter to me. But it's not going to outlast your time in paradise or your time in the hellfire. It's not going to outlast that. No way. No comparison. Everything that happens in paradise is different, way different. Food is different. Smell is different. What we hear, what we see is different than what is going on in this world and what's going on in the hellfire. It's different from what is going on in this world, and we will be there forever. No end to it. No dying out of it. As I mentioned in one of my episodes about even death itself will die. A law between heaven and heaven and the hellfire, death. And then it will kill death. So in other words, no dying when you go to paradise, and no dying when you go to the hellfire. It's no escaping. That's where you would be. So which one are you going to strive for? That's up to you. That's solely up to you. And don't think you're not going to go before Allah and be judged. And Allah is going to judge you fairly. If you have just an Adam's weight or mustard seed of good, you're going to get that good. And Adam's weight or mustard seed of bad, you're going to get that bad. Or it's going to be placed on your scale, on Mizan, on your Medin. So I'm just giving you the heads up. I'm just giving you the warning. Because our last warner was Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him. That was the last warner sent to mankind. And he was. That means after this, only thing that's going to happen is that what? The judgment day is going to come. Where Allah is going to command the angels to blow that horn. And they blow the horn a few times, and then thing will happen. People will die, people will be raised up, all kind of things going to happen when they blow that horn. And then we all will stand before Allah naked and uncircumcised. And wondering what's going on. Who woke me up for my sleep? What's happening today? Not going to find anything on the internet, on any kind of news station about what's going to happen on that day. It will be no reporting on that day. On that day, you're going to be so concerned about your own self. You won't be concerned about your family, your husband, your wife, your daughter, your mother, father, anyone like that. You won't be worried about any of those people. You'll be more concerned about yourself and what's going to happen to me. And so you do all the best deeds that you can so that it would boost up the possibility, ramp up the possibility of you going to the paradise. Or you do the opposite, ramp up the possibility of you going to the hellfire. But that's individual choice. That is your choice to make. I'm just warning you and give you basically what we say, the heads up about what's gonna happen. But today, getting back to our topic, we're talking about slander and we're talking about basically a person who lies. And so the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, it was mentioned by Ibn Abbas. He narrated that the Prophet passed by two graves and said, "These who are being punished, and they are not being punished for something major. As for this one, he would not protect himself from his urine. And as for this one, he used to spread namima." Namima is slander. That's Arabic for slander. So he passed by two graves, and Allah gave him the ability to know what's going on, and so he said, this one over there, both going to be punished. Not for any major sin, that anything they did major. No, they just feel the small things. This one over here, he had urine on his clothing. A lot of times when people go to the restroom, that's male and female from my understanding, they don't make what we call the astringer. Astringer is like after you urinate or defecate, you wash yourself off in that area, and that's what all Muslims are supposed to do. They're supposed to wash themselves off. You may see sometime when you're in a restroom, and you probably wonder, what are they doing? And so you may see a male or a female take a male or female Muslim, they would take a towel or something, and they would wet it before they go into a stall to sit and relieve themselves. Because what they're going to do afterwards with that wet towel or soap sometimes they may use, if they wipe themselves on the front after they get through urinating or wipe their back after they get through defecating, so that none of that will get on their or get on their clothing. And so this particular individual, he did not do that. He did not take care of the urine that was on his clothing, and so he is being punished for it. And then the other individual, he or she used to spread namima, slander individual, say things that are not true about different individual. And so what the prophet did, I want to add something to this, if it's the same two graves, he put these kind of like leaves on top of the graves, or kind of like plants or something on top of the graves. And he asked Allah to relieve that, basically when these two people be relieved of punishment in the grave for what they did, as long as these leaves do not turn, or do not dry up, or do not have any more life in them. So he was even merciful. He's a very merciful man. He was very merciful even for those who died. He was very concerned with the living and those who are dead. And so he was concerned about, yes, this person is being punished because they have the urine, they pretend self for urine, or any other person punished because of namima. That's N-A-M-I-M-A-H. That's namima, which is slander. And that's what those two individuals being punished for in their grave. So let's go to the next one. It's also mentioned by one of the prophet's companions, Ibn Mas'ud. He said, the prophet said, the believer is not a slanderer, nor does he curse others, nor is he immoral or shameless. So this is what the prophet said about the believer, and that they are what? Is that they are ones that are not slanderers, and also they do not curse others, and also they do not display shameless behavior or immoral behaviors. This what you should see from the example of the Muslims. And if you don't see that kind of example and those who are Muslim, hopefully you would change towards that. And those who may become Muslim one day, hopefully you will start off being one that is not a slanderer, being one that doesn't curse other people, or being one that's not immoral, or don't have the shameless behavior that is mentioned here by the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. So I pray that you who are not Muslim, perhaps one day you become Muslim, and then you do not be a person that curse other people, slander other people, or do behavior that you are the shameless behavior. Because what happens sometime, and you say, you know what I'm talking about, people start off doing shameless behavior. And they do it and do it and do it, because to that shameless behavior or behavior, they become something that have no shame, none whatsoever. It becomes normal. The kind of behavior that they do, no matter what it is, drinking, going clubbing, fornicating, whatever they do, smoking, whatever they smoke, they're not supposed to be smoking, then it goes from something they're ashamed of to something that they're no longer ashamed of. It no longer wavers in their heart or bothers them what they are doing. Even maybe come to the point where they used to dress. And for example, for a woman, for example, used to dress properly, having a khimar on the head. Some people call it hijab. Hijab really is a state more so than something physical, but I won't get into that right now. And so the thing, a state of being. And so the thing is, a person goes from covering all the time to and being concerned about what Allah thinks and obeying Allah, to they go to not covering at all and don't want to cover at all. Don't want to have anything to do with covering. Kind of like almost turn their nose up to covering. They're proud of showing that they do not cover. Hair's out, looking nice, and all these different fashion with the hair and the clothing and tight clothing, whatever it is. And so they just show that, no problem. And men on the other side, they show also that, and no shame what they're doing. And the tattoos that they wear, the tight clothing that they wear, where there's tight shirts or the tight pants that they so form-fitting. This is for the men, not just the women. It's for the men. And so you become, at one point, you were ashamed to wear something like that or something like this. But then you get to the point where you become a person that don't feel comfortable not dressing like that. To always dress with tight clothing or see-through clothing, form-fitting clothing. It's like that's your new way of life, and you have no shame whatsoever in doing so. I pray those who are not Muslims right now, that when you become Muslim, that you follow the tenets of Islam and don't be afraid or embarrassed to do so. No matter how many people are doing the opposite, you hold fast to as much as possible to Islam, from Quran, which we read from Quran, and also from the saying of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him. So that's my warning to you, my advice to you, on those who are not Muslim, those who are Muslim. If you are doing these things, then don't wear the tattoos. Get rid of tattoos. Get rid of tight clothing and that sort of thing. Those women say they're not covered properly. Start covering properly and show that you obey Allah more than you obey mankind. You want to please Allah more than you want to please mankind. You want to do those things that Allah loves more than those things that mankind loves for you to do. So let me go to the next thing. And that is Abu Huraira, one of the Prophet's companion. He said to the Prophet, O Messenger of Allah, what is backbiting? He said, may peace and blessings be upon him. The Prophet said, Mentioning your brother with that which he does not like. He said, what if what I say about him is so? He said, may peace and blessings be upon him. If what you said about him is so, then you have bat-bitten him. And if it is not as you say, then you have slandered him. So this basically gives you a definition of both. One is that if you say something about an individual, and of course it's not true, then you slander that individual. Or you say something that is true, and of course that person not there, then you bat-bit that individual. And it's mentioned that who wants to eat the flesh or the dead flesh of their brother? Not any of us want to eat the dead flesh of our brother or our sister. And that's what we'd be doing if we bit that on that individual. So again, I'm going to read it again so you understand the definition. He said, O Messenger of Allah, what is backbiting? He said, mentioning your brother with that which he does not like. He said, what if what I say about him is so? He said, if what you say about him is so, then you have bitten him. And if it is not as you said, then you have slandered him. So I want to also emphasize to my students to please stay away from backbiting and stay away from slandering other people. We don't want to have anything to do with that. And if a person wants to slander someone else around you or to you, you say, no, 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 no. Don't tell me, tell them. I don't want to hear it. You don't want to be party to encouraging this individual to continue to backbite or slander someone else. Because you know what? And maybe you don't know this or you don't believe it. But more than likely, the same individual that say these things to you about someone else, when they're with that someone else, they may say something about you. They may backbite you. They may slander you. It's like a habit sometimes with these individuals, is that they will continue to do that as long as they have an audience. Don't be their audience. Walk away. Tell them what they're doing is wrong. Even if someone that may be, for example, your mother. You might say to your mother, mom, whatever you call her, mom, don't say that, please. Walk away, whatever you have to do. I don't mean any disrespect, but I really don't want to hear that about that individual. Are you saying something to your mother about an individual? And she should say the same thing to you. No, don't tell me that. Don't say that to me. Because these people that are saying anything, they're spreading these things, these tales about other people, they don't have an audience, they can't spread it. And maybe they get the message from you that you walk away and say, I don't want to hear it. And maybe they think, well, you know what? Maybe I need to stop doing this. Maybe this what I'm saying is wrong. And if they're a Muslim, for example, and we're going by what is said in the Quran, and also going by what the Prophet Muhammad said to them, then and a person recites what the Prophet Muhammad said, he said this, or the Quran said this, then that person should immediately stop what they're doing. Because they're only registering and writing in their book the bad things that they're saying about this individual, slanderous individual, lying about this individual, backbiting this individual. And so you get to a point also, those who are the backbiters and slanders and the liars, that no one wants to be around you. Because they're afraid that they don't want to hear what you have to say. Because you really rarely say anything good about anyone. Always slandering people, always lying to people, always backbiting people. Who wants to be around that? Who wants to be around you? And that's the main thing that you do. It doesn't matter who you are. If you're a person that's high in a position or in a person in the lowest position, it doesn't matter. If you continue to exhibit this type of behavior, I don't want to be around you. And you who are listening or who are my students, you should not want to be around them too. You want to teach them a lesson, a good lesson that's going to benefit them in this world and perhaps benefit them in the next world. Maybe they stop that behavior. Maybe you get some credit for saying to them, don't do that. Stop doing that. Don't say that about that individual. I don't want to hear it. I'm going to walk away. Perhaps you will get blessings for that. Maybe in this world and maybe also in the next world, because you help that person change their behavior, help them change the paradigm, the way they were thinking, and the way they talk about other people. They start slandering people. They start backbiting people. And they stop lying about people or to people. They just stop because of something that you said, and you said to them, stop. Or you exhibit something telling them to stop. At the very least, don't say it to me. Very least, don't lie to me. Don't backbite to me. And also don't slander people. So maybe you can be that catalyst to get them started. Or at least they know, at the least, they will know where you coming from. At least they know I can't take it to so-and-so. If I want to backbite someone, I want to lie to someone, I want to slander someone, I cannot take it to this individual because I know what they're going to say. So I got to take it somewhere else. I don't do it at all. So let me finish my beautiful students. And the next thing I want to mention about, again, Abu Huraira, he also said, similar to what I said earlier. The Messenger of Allah, may peace and blessings upon him, said, "Do you know what is backbiting?" The companion said, "Allah and his messenger know best." Thereupon he said, "Backbiting is talking about your brother," meaning your Muslim brother or Muslim sister, "in a manner which he dislikes." It was said to him, "What if my Muslim brother is actually as I say? Then that is backbiting. But if that is not in him, that is slandering." So please, my students, again, hear what I'm saying. Don't backbite people. Don't lie. And also don't slander. That is not the way to be. You want to have an honorable and a good character about you and a good way about you, a behavior that people can have respect for you and they want to be around you and they want to take from you and you give from them because they know you're not amongst the liars. You're not kazab. You're amongst the backbiting person. You're not the slander type person. So they want to be around you as much as possible. And you want people, and also if you're that kind of person, you want people around you that's going to correct you when you lie, when you backbite, and when you slander. Those are the people I want around me that's going to help me get into paradise and make me a better person. And the people around you right now, look at the people around you right now. Do you want to continue them to be your friends, the liars, the backbiters, the slanderers? Or you want to get new friends? Think about it. That's your choice to make. I'm not telling you what to do. You do what you think is right and best for you. I'm going to move on. Also narrated by Ali, that the Prophet, may peace and blessings upon him, said, "Whoever narrates a hadith," meaning a saying from the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings upon him, "for me thinking it to be false, then he is one of two liars, either the one who invents a lie or the one who repeats it. Both are liars." So we are not even two Muslims. We are not even two. Not Muslims too. To lie about the Prophet. Say that Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, he said this or he said that and he did not say those things. This is a lie against a man. This is something that we encourage not to do. Not to say anything or any type of lie against the Prophet or about him that he said this. You're trying to make a point with someone or you're trying to get someone to do something. Yeah, Prophet Muhammad said this or said that, and he didn't say those things. So you are putting something on the Prophet Muhammad that he said, but he didn't say that. And he said in one hadith, he said, I'm saying the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said that when a person does this, they lie against him. Basically, they take their place in hell. They have a place in hell for those people who lie against Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him. And I know for myself, I don't want to be amongst the liars and say a lie against the Prophet, and nor a suggestion that you not want to be that type of individual. It is also mentioned by one of the Prophet's companions. He said, Aisha, she said, was the Prophet's wife. She said, "If anyone tells you that Muhammad has seen his Lord, he is a liar. Allah says no vision can grasp him." That's in chapter 6, verse 103. Chapter 6, verse 103. So someone said that the Prophet Muhammad said, seen his Lord, Allah said, could be straight, no vision can grasp him. And also, she mentioned, "And if anyone tells you that Muhammad has seen the unseen, he is a liar, kazab. For Allah says, none has the knowledge of the unseen but Allah." So I just want to mention these few things to you all pertaining to the liar, the backbiter, and the slanderer. To find out and learn more about Islam or Islamic faith and increase your knowledge of Islam, you can visit whyislam.org. You can also go to the International Online University, American Open University. They give you more education and more knowledge about Islam. You can go to also go to Muslim Network.tv and find out more about Islam and what the Muslims are doing throughout the world. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.